Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 339. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. Today, I'm delving into A Woman's Worth, part one. First book of six. I will be doing some breakdowns a little bit of the book. This book series was important for me to write. I needed to delve into women's social issues that are going on in today's world. I delved into a few topics. There's so many more. So six books is scratching the surface. So I just wanted to, you know, really talk about some of the important ones. And this first book in the series delves into postpartum depression. I'm not going to sit and talk about how I wrote this book or anything like that, because podcast number 138 is the podcast where I, you know, delve into writing the book, why, the character creation, storyline, etc. So that is podcast number 138. To make your life easier, it would just be wonderful if you go to theaquarianmindpodcast.com, click on episodes, you can click on A Woman's Worth series, and boom, you have your access to finding that specific podcast. You can listen to that, listen to how, you know, I wrote the book and the whole process and all of those wonderful things. So not going to be fully immersing myself into that. So like I said, the storyline is focused on postpartum depression. It's a big topic that isn't discussed enough in today's world. And I feel that not only is it a topic that needs to be discussed among women, I think men need to be educated on it. And this book is more of a conversation starter. I didn't like fully go all out with every single aspect of it, but I did, you know, make sure that I did my due diligence in researching and all that good stuff. So this is the synopsis for this book specifically. This is a fictional story, by the way. So Brenda is a young pregnant woman who is in her most exciting time of her life. Brenda and her husband are having a baby girl, and the journey through pregnancy is shared from finding out to having birth. Brenda pens her ups, downs, struggles of pregnancy, all while preparing for motherhood mentally, physically, and emotionally. It isn't until after she has her daughter that she experiences what so many women in this world go through, postpartum depression. While this can happen before and during pregnancy, it's a topic that isn't discussed enough in today's world, and Brenda shares her experience and how she got through it. The start to a series of social issues women face, postpartum depression is surely something that needs to be talked about more in a space where everyone can learn and prepare for these life events. So, that's the synopsis of A Woman's Worth Part 1. And as always, I give you the chapter rundown. So there's the introduction, my story, the day I found out, motherhood, body changes, emotional roller coaster, support system, gender reveal, sleepless nights, sick days, planning ahead, virtual baby showers, bed rest, my daughter is here, sleepless nights, the second chapter of that, postpartum depression, finding solace, and a message to all women. So that's the breakdown of all that. So I'm going to read a little bit of this book to give you an idea of, you know, kind of what I wrote and how I started this book. And I will say that I enjoyed writing this book series because it forced me to step out of my comfort zone. It forced me to learn more about what women's social issues are. It's not that I wasn't aware, but it's more of I was able to immerse myself and spend time in learning a lot about what women's issues women face. I mean, I have, you know, 80% of my family are women, right? And, you know, a lot of good friends, you know, I've had, you know, have been women and they've gone on to, you know, have great lives. They're, a lot of them are married and have kids and have great careers, all that stuff, right? Then it's also spending time on social media and, you know, getting a feel for, you know, content that, you know, I need to know about. So reading articles. So a lot went into, you know, writing this book series. And, you know, I feel more fulfilled in writing this book series. All right. So this chapter, my story. Sitting here holding my beautiful baby, realizing I'm a mother and parent to another human being. The journey to where I am, sitting on a plush couch, breastfeeding my daughter as I think of how my pregnancy wasn't easy at all. I was told a plethora of things that I'd experienced becoming a mother. Now I'm here to tell you my story, and it was a lot I went through. Brenda is my name, and I'm beyond blessed to be where I am. Through the trials and tribulations, I'm still here standing. We don't get credit for the amount we deal with as women. I'm not talking about the social stigmas and the world either. I'm talking about the emotions of becoming pregnant, becoming a mother, and the 9-month journey. Carrying another human being inside of your body, where they depend on your every nutrient to be fed to them. Everything that goes into your body affects them, how they grow, progress, and become one with you. The connection that you have with your child, you have with each other. That's the journey that many don't hear about or know about. Everyone's story is unique in its own way. That's a definite. The thing people don't understand is the emotional and mental aspect of pregnancy. It's the journey of ups and downs for 9 months. Nothing is smooth sailing, and we as women don't get our due. We become forgotten in some ways by society, that it's an expectation for us to birth children as women. That's nowhere near the case of what's expected of us. We do a lot to keep the world going, and it's more than just having children. It's nurturing, growing, progression, and plenty of other things. It's time to say that a woman's worth is more important than anything. I'm the honorary start to this book series, and this is my story. It'll be a roller coaster ride of my full year from pregnancy to the birth of my child and after. We go through our 9-month pregnancy, nurturing and growing another human being. The stresses of it, planning, I will speak on it all. When you have a child and realize your life will forever be changed, that your child will depend on you every day for the rest of their lives. We're always told nothing worth having and cherishing will be easy. This is definitely one of those journeys for sure. I want you all to understand how much a woman is valuable to every aspect of this existence we call life. There has to be an understanding of what we deal with, emotionally, physically, mentally, psychologically, every single day. How our bodies constantly go through changes, whether we have our periods or we have a chemical imbalance in our minds which affects us. See, these are the things no one fully understands. While I'm going to write this story out, the goal is to make you feel it. To fully grasp how a human life comes into this world, how enduring it is from so many aspects every single day. Right now, as I'm writing this, I'm just getting over postpartum depression. It's something women go through after having a child. Most people don't know what it is and what it means. There's a lot of components to it, and I'll share this grueling part of my life. This is why this book is called A Woman's Worth, so you all can understand why we deserve unconditional love. So that's the start of this book, and you gotta, you know, go check it out and find this book and give it a good read, because it's definitely something I really like had to do. I had to do it because I needed to understand a lot of things about life, about the world, about experiences, all that good stuff. And I overhear conversations, you know, women talking about how they've dealt with postpartum depression. And I read stuff on, you know, social media from, you know, professionals, you know, in the field, but then, you know, in the medical field. But to fully understand the mental, physical, and emotional aspect of it, of postpartum depression and pregnancy and all that, that's something that was eye-opening for me. And this book isn't really long. It's about 50 pages, give or take. So, like I said, this book is a conversation starter. It's not like to fully, you know, delve into every single aspect of it, but based on, you know, a good amount of the research that I did do, the articles I read, you know, the content that I immersed myself into, I just hope that, you know, if you choose to read this book, that you will at least appreciate, you know, the time and effort that I put into writing this story. Now, remember, I do write my books in a prose format. It's different than the average book that you would read. So just want to make you all aware of that. All right, everyone. That is my podcast for today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Be good and go accomplish your goals.